Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. I've written a song. I told you that I was going to release it within, 2 or 3 months. And it's finally released. It's on Spotify. It's on Deezer. You can listen to Deezer. The video will come out on Twitter, Instagram. I'm going to try to get a video out for Instagram so you can listen to it. Here is the song that has been released to the public. It's released to you for you to enjoy and to listen to buy. I mean, it's there for you to buy. It's called, it's about what I came to Hollywood to be, to go for that dream, to be a pop star. Song, I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True. Well, I've always have talked about, the dream. It's been with me since I was a teenager when I came to Hollywood to be in the music industry, the movie industry, the dream to make it as a star and the hurdles to get there. And throughout my life, I had so many hurdles, the rejections from the companies, which happens a lot to artists. The put downs of my voice, my music, my weight, personality. I still have those dream killing machines around me or within me doubting myself. But through it all, people, including, helped me realize over the years to recognize that I enjoy making music and I enjoy being an entertainer. And to do it for a living, it is a positive thing. But I became the starving artist. I'm a starving artist, and the starving artist is I had to work, I had to do things to make a living, and I wasn't doing the job that I really wanted to do, was be on stage and sing, and to write music, be in a rock band or be in a pop band and make it to the top. And it's been so long. So I didn't, I wanted to make sure that I can make it to the next level with my music. And in one step, to have the song released to the public was the first step. And being a starving artist has been such a long and hardiest, but at the same time, growth-inspiring crusade of learning about myself and where I should go. Making so many demos and performing in front of people in West Hollywood and in Hollywood and in downtown LA and in the San Fernando Valley, et cetera, et cetera. Performing on public access with, a jam band, acting silly, having fun, good days, bad days. But the barriers were constantly there, but also a reminder to be positive and not to give up. And I know there are a lot of artists like me, music or acting, who came out here for that dream. But at the same time, the other inspiration for me is for me to, you know, there are times where I felt like giving up after so many years, and then I realized I love to do it, so I can't. But then again, I have to realize I didn't come on this planet to be a starving artist. I came on this planet to be a pop star or to be a rock star, to be what I really wanted to do. And the inspiration to write about is like, hey, I should write about something like that because it's so close to my heart. Because I've written so many songs. I sang, and as I get older, I wonder if that dream gonna come true. So in order to deal with those, you know, what if or if what, I had to write about it. I had to sing it. So I written two parts, one where, just like with one of my singles, you know, I Do Love You Now. I Do Love You was just written in the house by myself. I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, Part 1 is a different version. I would like to release that in some way eventually. I just played a keyboard and I just written about it. I think it sounded really good, that one. Now, this version, I Want My Hollywood Dreams, Part 2, was inspired from this, from the first song. So I went and I written it with, you know, Glenny Dave, and, you know, it was really quick. You know, we took a melody with the melodies and the lyrics. The lyrics are similar to Part 1, but it became that Part 2 will be, you know, with the studio version, and I hope you like it. And it was great to do because I enjoy singing. And I would enjoy singing in public, too. So all the ifs and ands or buts about the struggle for that dream and being a starving artist was so close to my heart because how many years of struggle and feeling that I didn't get recognized or I didn't get noticed. But at the same time, the overall goal is that I enjoy performing and I have the talent. But to believe in myself that it can come true. So, and it's about, you know, the song is about going for that dream and the struggles of going for that dream, how many years it takes. And, you know, as I said before, I wasn't doing it for a hobby. And the lyrics, meaning I was going to just do it and do it for nothing, you know, just do it and not get anywhere. It was because I really wanted to go to the next level, but to do the best I can. And to realize that it's part of a positivity of what people like me and others who came to Hollywood to be a star. And I hope you enjoy it. It's there for you to enjoy. Now, I'm sorry I didn't play the whole thing. The whole song is available. You can listen to it on iHeart. You can listen to it on Deezer. You can listen to it on Apple. You can listen to it on Spotify. It will be a video out on Twitter, and you will see it. Facebook, perhaps. And thank you, you know, because I know how hard it is to be a starving artist and how many, and to observe other people that I met when I came out to Hollywood through the years who wanted to be actors and wanted to be rock stars and songwriters like me, you know, wanted to be a pop star, and see some of these people quit or gave up or whatever, because of the cost of seeing their dreams broken, and I didn't want to end up like that. So that was the inspiration. So I hope you enjoy the song. I'll talk to you soon. And thank you for listening. Good day, good night from Dove Night.